And so after I joined the church, because I'm a Baptist, I joined as I was 13 years old. When I come through my religion, I was down in the woods, there by a big rock, I never will forget it. And as I come through, I didn't believe the religion that I only had. I turned back out of his prison, me. I turned back and I asked him for a song. And he gave me a song about how I come over, how I got over. And that song will never leave me as long as life lasts. The only way it will, that's when I'll be leaving this world. So in that way, I've come to be a member of the Second Baptist Church. And at that time, I was pleased at it, and I still do. And I was baptized out in the front of the church, in the old, in the new pool they built out in the front of the church. But they done covered over now. And now they still going back to the old pool. But I know one thing, when I went up under that water, I really felt good. And so about 3 or 4 years after then, I married J.K. in 57. So in that way, I become to be a housewife.
Thanks, sir. Back then, it was instilled on you that you can't speak. You can't join the church unless you really feel the spirit, feel the need within you.
At that time, I really
felt it.
I really felt religion, but see, I didn't understand it. And I didn't know what it was, really. So after I got my religion, I went back then, and I said, Lord, I said, if I got anything, I said, I want you to give a song in my mind to let me know definitely that I got it. And when that song hit my mind about how I got over my soul back in the woman, you just don't know it, but I feel good. I'm telling you the truth. And still do. I can't think about saying that song now. That song killed me out right now. And that's the only way I do it.
That song you want to play to
feel? Yeah. I want to sing it my feet, but that's the one I come to do. That's right.
Well,
and after.
You can ask. You can
ask for your No, I'm not going to sit up in the chair.
I'll cry saying that song all the time.
But really though, when I was coming up, and then my mom always put us out those to pray. So after that thing, many of you left and went to New York, I think it was in '52. But just then it went to New York. So when nobody at home but me, that's only good. And so I was playing in the playhouse. I never know nobody seen it in the house, but I never seen it in the house. So she said, the old man said, you got to stop cleaning up the playhouse. You got to come in the house and clean up with it. But I didn't know what she was talking about.
Y'all had a playhouse built.
Yeah, we had a playhouse built up under the oak that one of the feet in the backyard, 6 feet in it, at the house in the backyard. Well, that's where we had the playhouse in. We had a big playhouse in there, so Mom told me that they said, Mom, said, you got to stop playing the playhouse and come in the house and see me. I didn't understand because I was about 15 years old. Because I always go to the playhouse, I never bawled about the house. And so that morning, she didn't go to work that morning. Honey, that woman come out there and told her to play out. She got them breasts going. I was in there calling myself, cooking me some peas, some rabbit peas, you know. She come in, come up behind me somewhere. I didn't see her. She told play out left me, she told all of it. And I remember that time, you know, I used to eat a lot of wild onions, you know.